Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station. Woo, what a tough one at that. In the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness, just outside of Area 51, it is time for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Hello, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM, broadcasting from the KOA News Radio Studios of iHeartMedia in Denver, Colorado. What about Denver? Let me tell you a little bit about Denver, home of Chipotle, Noodles and Company, and even Smashburger. They like their food down here. But they also try to claim that the invention of the cheeseburger was here. However, I know from growing up in Kentucky, Kentuckians claim the same thing. We'll have to check into that. Fact check, right? Well, tonight, we're going to cross over to the other side and hear what they are talking about with Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal. But time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Welcome to the show. Nice to join you. Tonight it's going to be kind of a short night. No, wait a minute. A longer night for people as we spring forward with the clocks. Don't forget that that is tonight, so most people do it before they go to bed. I get it. But there's always that person, isn't there? There's always that person that is clueless. Oh, my gosh. Hopefully it's not you, right? Hopefully you're not the one. And if you're listening now, you know to change, to spring that clock forward, right? Most people usually don't forget this one because they like that extra hour of sleep. Totally understand that. That's a nice thing for sure. So don't forget to change your clocks. I appreciate those of you that know me and know where you can also find me. Those of you that don't, I have a YouTube channel. It's called Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Earth's Most Interesting Conversations. That includes people, places, and things. And we're talking creepy things or just any interesting thing. So I'd love it if you would go over to my YouTube channel, subscribe, and be what I call a blue rocker. A blue rocker is someone in the know. And we got a neat little hand sign that we do with each other. It's kind of an inverse Spock. But it's a lot of fun. I hope you will join me. I talk about so many things that you hear right here on Coast to Coast. We do a Bigfoot Friday and a Cryptocurrency Tuesday and a Wasted Wednesday is coming up. That's a serious look at the cannabis industry. We also do Far Out Thursday and Stan's Bible Lecture and all that kind of good stuff and just sporadic stuff. It's all live streaming. We all chat with each other, have a good time, and hopefully go to special locations and do all sorts of neat things. So I hope you will join me there. And I appreciate those of you that do. I will also keep you up to date on what's going on with Coast to Coast as well when you are there with my show. So I'll let you know what's coming up and what we're all talking about. Now, speaking of, Stan's Bible Lecture. In the cryptocurrency world, I'm known as Crypto Connie, and it's fun. You guys know I've brought some people in, and we've talked about cryptocurrencies here before. Well, one of the top people and the top guy that we brought here is Stan Larimer, the godfather of BitShares. In fact, Michael X was going to be our first guest tonight, but a lot of things are going on, pretty emotional. So we're going to wait and reschedule that conversation, those of you that are here for Michael X, because Stan Larimer, the godfather of BitShares, who was here for Christmas and other times here on Coast to Coast, he suffered... I don't know what all I can say, but he suffered a medical issue. He's now in the hospital. He's in critical care. He is in stable condition under 24-hour care. And he's getting looked at by the best of the best. And so we want to wish him the best that we can with him and his family. And any of you in the crypto world, you know the Larimer name is gigantic. So please say your prayers for Stan and Dan and the family. As well as Michael X, who's also helping out there. And we'll have him back on again in the future. But for now, it's just a tough time. So thanks to those of you that came for that and know the crypto world and know who Stan is. And those of you that have heard him here on Coast before, because he's been on here several times. One of the best people you'll ever meet. One of the best people you'll ever meet. So we're going to I'll wish him the best for sure. All right, so a lot of conferences as well going on. So everybody at all those conferences out there, hello, have fun, and thank you for tuning in to Coast. I lost my little list of the conferences to say hi to everybody, but we do appreciate that you guys keep us tuned in just so you can even hear us say hello to you. So Coast Insiders are out there everywhere, and we appreciate that. Okay, I think I've kind of set you up on everything. I talked about Blue Rock Talk. I just got a Patreon account. I can't believe it. I hope that it works. So we'll see how that goes. Talked about Stan and wishing him the best. Spring forward. So, all right, I think we're ready, and I hope you are, because we're going to talk to the other side. Yep. I try to keep it nice and smooth up top, and then boom. You know, it's going to be a creepy night for you. Let me just put it that way. It's going to be creepy. So let me, excuse me, let me get you prepared for this. Okay. Now, Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal has been with us before here on Coast to Coast. And he has freaked you out and creeped you out. And I got to tell you, he's one of the nicest people in the world. If you meet him in person, and maybe you don't know who he is, he would just be that little quiet guy that would sit there and not say a word if you were with a group of people. You just, oh, that's a little nice guy over there. You know, you wouldn't think any different. And he is. He's very kind. He's funny, quiet. You know, you don't hear him get crazy in any way. But then when he starts doing the work that he's about to tell you, the whole world changes. Even when you see him on his YouTube channel, he just has a different look about him. But you know what? He is, he's good with lighting. He's good with that camera. In fact, let me just tell you a little bit more about him. He is a paranormal investigator and a professional photographer. So he is good with lighting and making things, look good, or, you know, knows to set the mood. So that's great when he's doing the work that he's doing. He and his son, they've been investigating these activities, and they actually consider themselves spirit talkers. And that's a new one, right? Spirit talkers. But those of you that are new to Steve, you'll understand in just a few minutes here and throughout the rest of the show, because he's on for the entire night with these audio sounds, audio clips that will creep you out. So they've got these devices, and I guess, you know, we'll have to ask him more if he can also hear them without the devices. But they help him hear the spirits. So I know he can, because I know he can feel the vibe as well and sometimes sees things. But he has a special spirit box, and he's got these methods that he, what he does to help people. And by the way, he's contacted past loved ones for himself and others who did want to know that type of stuff if you go to him individually. He does that for free, by the way. I know a lot of people charge for that. He's making money. He's got his own deal going on, so good for him. And he does ask that people look closely at the evidence, which shows his technique and approach, because he is the real deal. Now, there's a lot of controversy always in this type of subject and in the groups of people that are in it. So we're going to definitely talk about that, because I know that's been an issue in the past. So we'll see what he wants to say about that. But I have been with him personally on outings, and not knowing anything that he did, he and I just started hanging out because we were two nice little people. I thought it was cool. And we got to know each other. Then I learned a little bit more about him. In fact, at the time, I needed a quick headshot, and I was like, darn it, you know, I'm so used to professional people with my background in television and radio broadcast for years. And, you know, so he took a picture for me, and I went, oh, my gosh, this looks great. I mean, this looks professional. This is what I needed. And then, you know, I found out he's a professional photographer. So I lucked out. So let's bring him on, Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal. Steve, welcome back to Coast to Coast. How are you?
Hey, Connie. I'm really good. And it's funny, because I was just before this, I was watching one of your videos, your Bigfoot Friday. So that's what I was doing a few minutes ago.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Did you sign up for a Patreon account there for me?
Not yet,
are you helping me out there?
Not yet, but I did subscribe to your channel for now.
Oh, yay. Make sure you hit that notification bell, right? You always got to say
right.
that, right?
That's
YouTubers
right.
know. It's
exactly.
the lingo.
but yeah, no, I'm happy to be back here. Happy to chat with you for a while.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to, okay, we've got a ton of great audio clips that you got for us. I'm hoping none of them are repeats from before, right? Because you get these all the time. You don't need to
repeat. No, these will all be new because it's been a while since I've been on. So these are all, I'd say, in the past 3 or 4 months, probably.
Ooh, okay, okay. Now, before we get into hearing them, I just... I know that there's always a lot of controversy, a lot of controversy in your entire genre. However, let me pull out one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk about some of the other ones too, but let me pull out this one specific one. And that is that I know people get very, very upset when someone crosses over. And then you, who talks to the other side with these different devices that you have, you go in and you start talking to them immediately because, you know, I agree with you. That's about the best time to try to do something within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I know there's a lot of controversy there. And I know that you've done it with celebrities and you've gotten some unbelievable stuff back, but you've also done that with people that other people know and it's not been a happy thing. So tell me about that. Am I wrong about that or is there controversy there?
The only thing incorrect there is I've only done that with celebrities on occasion. And I do that with celebrities that I was a fan of, or I felt, you know, I had a connection to, or I watched them on TV or in film or music, listen to their music. Because I don't just, you know, if a celebrity dies, I just don't go and say, oh, I'm going to do a session and try to contact them. But as far as other people, no, I don't do... like people, just random people, unless I'm asked to, and then I would do that privately. Mm-hmm. So publicly I've done celebrities, but yeah, there's always going to be controversy because death, you know, it's kind of a taboo subject, even though one day our time is going to come for each and every one of us. We all die. We all have that in common. And I tend to look at death a little differently than most because I know for a fact that death is not the end. Our soul is eternal. And when I say these things that I'm going to be saying tonight, it's not really just me saying my opinion. It comes from evidence and what the spirits directly have said. So I will be relaying what they told me. And all of this has been recorded and documented. But I see death as, it's hard to explain, but like when I die, for example, I want my death to be celebrated, for my life to be celebrated. I see it as celebrate one's life. And when they go, when their time comes, they pass over, cross over, and they begin a new journey. Their soul begins their next phase of their soul journey. So I don't see it as a negative thing. And when I contact a celebrity, it's out of love and respect always. As you can see in my videos, and the results are pretty amazing sometimes. And I always say the first 24 to 48 hours for me has always been the most effective time, because, you know, in theory, that is the time when these spirits are still earthbound and they have not yet crossed into the light. So yeah, that's basically what I've done with the celebrity connections.
Well, how did you even get into this? And do you hear things without the device as well? Or do you enjoy, you know, always and always want to use your different devices? You have lots of different devices mm-hmm. you've used along the way.
Yeah, well, I got into it about my whole life. I've been into ghosts and paranormal and always been fascinated. I've had experiences when I was a kid on two or three occasions that later in life I explained away, and then now that I look back, I realize what it was. But about 8 years ago, I started doing this, you know, on an almost daily basis, not quite daily, but almost. And it all started with a fascination with a device called the Spirit Box. And I set out to debunk it because I didn't believe it. I bought one And immediately they started saying my name, and I was immediately, a believer, because if I ask who's here, I get a name, and then they say my name, I can't explain that away. So as time went on, I did more and more research and started to develop my own devices. And today I use my portal device as well as a digital recorder just to get like real-time EVP, which is called electronic voice phenomenon, where you record, ask a question, play back, you get an answer. And I have a recorder that allows me to get an answer, I'd say 95% of the time. And as far as hearing with my own ears, that does happen from time to time. And I can be sitting in a room in my house and I'll hear a voice, say, in my office or music room. And my son has heard it, my fiance has heard it, and I can go in there with a recorder and say, you know, who was talking in here, and get an answer. And another thing that's been happening lately, as I do these sessions for groups of people, I do group sessions on my Patreon page where we kind of do it as a collective. I might have 50 to 100 people meditate on the day I do the session and focus on their loved one coming through. I record an hour-long session. Maybe 20, 30 of these people will get messages from their loved one and validation, so they know it's a validation. Messages come through that I know nothing about, but then they watch it back. But during those sessions, I'm starting lately to see and hear in real time as well. So it's not always just the devices. I do hear and now see as well at times.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow. Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal here on Coast to Coast, and I don't ever want to go to your house.
It's not scary.
Come on. Well, what was, you can probably remember the places, the names of the places and everybody we were with when we first met. And, you know, where were we when we were in this room, which, by the way, later, Anthony Sanchez, I told at least that room that we were laying there, you got to be careful. We were just laying on the bed, but it wasn't, you know, we were just laying on the bed. Okay. And we were hanging out and, you know, waiting to see what was going to happen. Everybody else, I guess, had gone to sleep at that point, which was early, but we'd been doing a lot. But I didn't know it was supposed to be the scariest room of that place. But it was really old, right? I mean, we were out west.
That was in Virginia City, Nevada. And I don't remember the name of the building that we were all staying in, but it was a few of us. And if you remember, when we were walking around the house and we walked into that room, we both kind of felt a weird energy in that room.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like it. And when we were laying there, I was like, wow, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel good. And you were feeling the same thing. It was like some kind of dark or oppressive. I don't know what it was. It was really off. So we ended up leaving, you know, going out of that room. We went downstairs and everybody was kind of laying around sleeping. But yeah, that was a crazy room.
And it was much more than that. I looked over into your eyes and I saw something that was not you. Your eyes had changed and it was like, ah, and then.
Well, that was, if you remember, we were doing a session with a device called a GeoBox made by George Brown. And there was basically, I was not feeling well, started to feel nauseous, and
yes,
through the box, they were saying they were attacking me. I went and got sick in the bathroom and then went downstairs. And that is when you interviewed me on camera and was telling me about how my eyes look so different. Yeah.
Ooh, it was freaky.
Yeah.
Your eyes changed, and it was, I did not want to be around you. It was really not, I mean, you know, your eyes changed right in front of me. And yeah, and then you were nauseous, and you said you'd never had been like that before. And I remember walking in that room one time too, and Anthony's got it on. Anthony, a big Coast to Coaster, you know, buddy of ours, he got that on video where I walked into the room and something like shocked me. And you saw, I remember, the lights, you know, blinked too, and I ran out of there. Ah!
Yeah, yeah, the whole light flickered and like you ran out like screaming down the stairs. I remember that, yeah.
It was creepy. So, you know, I'm telling everybody this because the real deal, going out, you know, dealing with the people that are actually going through this, and I can say for sure, yep, I was there when these things were happening, and I felt it and experienced it too. And so, you know, Steve deals with these things a lot on a day-to-day basis. I try to stay away from the ghosty area because I know they come home with you. They'll hang on to you. You know, I'll go out in the woods with the big 12, 15-foot hairy man. But so everybody stick around because we're gonna be talking a little bit more with Steve, and we're going to start hearing these audio clips that he's got for us. And be ready to, you know, grab a pillow and a blanket, something to hold on to, maybe cover up yourself when you hear these things because it's going to be a little creepy. More to come here with Steve Huff from Huff Paranormal on Coast to Coast AM. And yes, I have to admit it. Yes, I messed up totally. Absolutely. I'm in a time warp. I think when my last research, I was thrown out of a portal into a different time because I'm thinking it's spring. So yes, thank you all for emailing me, faxing me, writing it in the sky and sending smoke signals. And now I know you guys are out there listening. Thank you so much. Yes. I totally messed that up. Wow. I think I'm wanting to spring forward. I think that's the wish inside of me. But no, we are falling back. You know what? When you travel around a little bit and you're in the cold areas, when you do that, you just are wishing for the spring to happen. So no, I am so sorry. It's fall. What am I thinking? We just had Halloween. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Like I said, I think I went through one of those portals. And actually today I heard somebody talking about, they did the same mistake, and I thought, you know, and then here I did. So we fall back tonight. So keep that in mind. We fall back. I don't want you to be late tomorrow. I don't want you to mess up anything. We fall back tonight. We turn our clocks back. I'm so sorry. That's how we get that extra hour. So excuse me. Again, I'm dealing with people in the hospital. I'm dealing with all sorts of things. So forgive me for that, but thank you for letting me know kindly. And, okay. So let me give you something too. Let's make sure we give you the specifics to what's coming up in the future so you won't flub it up and I won't mess it up for you. It's another Danheiser Wagner Entertainment special presenting George Norrie Live at the historic Everett Theater once again in Everett, Washington. If you have never seen George Norrie live, you've got to do it. You're going to enjoy the show. And he always has great guests as well. So mark this down, and I'm going to totally look right at it as I say it so I don't mess you up with any times. Saturday, March 23rd. Now, this is next year, but these tickets go so fast that you better get them before they're gone. And so that's why we like to tell you about this early. So Saturday, March 23rd, plan the time. 2019, plan the time and go ahead and call to get your tickets. Peter Davenport's going to be there. Johnny Enoch's going to be there. Danny and John Hoag. All right. So forgive me. I hope I got all their names right. I know the Peter Davenport and the Johnny Enoch. So you guys, please, 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 if you are interested at all, if you're into this, don't wait. That's why we're telling you early enough. Okay. You can call for the tickets and more information just by going to our website and you'll see exactly how to get the tickets online. You don't want to miss it. George always puts on a great show and he always has great guests, and you'll get to meet him if you never have. And you'll find out he's one of the kindest men you'll ever meet. And what a great, funny personality he's got too. So any more information, go to our website at coasttocoastam.com. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here, along with Huff Paranormal's Steve Huff, photographer, professional, outside, making the money that way and making a living. But then on his spare time, every other second, he's talking to folks on the other side, and he has got the sound clips to prove it to us. So before we bring on the first one there, Steve, tell me just about, I don't know, what's your favorite tool out there? I remember seeing the different boxes that you had, these different devices, and you had some other people's devices, and then you have made your own. In fact, you sent me one, and I'm just scared to use it. Sorry.
That's right. I remember that. I like to try all kinds of devices to see what works for me and, you know, what I can kind of bond with in a sense. I've used the GeoBox from George Brown. George Brown is an amazing, nice guy. We've actually appeared on a Paranormal Lockdown TV show together with Nick Groff. And he used his GeoBox and I brought my Portal Box. But basically what I use today is my Portal. I call it the Portal White Light Box. There's a reason for that name. And I use a Panasonic DR60 digital recorder, which is the only recorder ever made on planet Earth that allows people to directly connect with spirits back and forth in real time. And again, like I'd say 90-95% of the time that I record with that, I get an answer. I was just doing a live stream a couple hours ago tonight, and we were getting answers to questions using the DR60 recorder. So I use my Portal and the DR60 as well.
Okay. Now, you said that there was a reason why you called it the white lightning. What is that?
So ever since I started doing this work over the last 8 years, there's been many times, I would even say thousands of times, where spirits will ask for help. It's always help me, help us. And when I ask, well, what are you wanting help with? They will then say the white light or the light. And then if you ask more, there are spirits who seem to be stuck. And if we go by evidence and recordings, when we pass, when our day comes, there is a light that forms. And if we don't walk into that light or cross into that light, it goes away after a set amount of time, say 3 days. And according to what the evidence I've captured, if you don't go into that light, it kind of disappears and you become earthbound. You roam around, right? They're always looking for that white light. And over the years, they would say weird things to me that made me uncomfortable. They would say, huffed and chosen. When I say for what, they would say to bring light. So I studied and researched, you know, and there's a thing called, you know, people are called light workers. And there's techniques to actually manifest this white light, or try to anyway. I try to, for these spirits. And I actually have recordings where I try to do this, and I pray for them, and, you know, I just envision God's love energy all throughout me, this white light, and then they will say, we're in the light, and they will thank me, and then they will be gone. So it's crazy. It sounds crazy, but I have documented evidence of it. A friend of mine, Josh Lewis from Hope Paranormal, we made a documentary called Finding the Light, where it was just about trying to help spirits and documenting that evidence. So I call this box the white light box because I made it with the intent of helping these lost souls.
Okay. And you know what? That's not, you know, we've all kind of heard this thing throughout the years. We've always heard, you know, help me, mm-hmm. which would always creep anybody out. And when they go into a home and hear that just without any devices or even with a device, we've always heard that in the past, and we've always heard, too, where psychics and mediums will, you know, say, go to the light, go to the light. Yes. And we all watch Poltergeist, right? Go to the light, go to the light.
It's a real thing. It really is.
So it's real.
When they made Poltergeist, what was that, 70s or 80s, somebody had knowledge of this. So, you know, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Let me give you a little scoop on that. Can I give you a little scoop on that behind the scenes?
Sure.
Let me give you a little scoop on Poltergeist, the very first one, the blockbuster, right? I know one of the writers from that. And by the way, I hope to have him on Coast to Coast sometime, because he later became, he directed some of the later ones. But the original one, he was one of the writers. And I don't know if I should even say his name right now or not, but because I do want to have him on. Neat guy, wonderful person. But back then, he was just a writer, and he didn't believe in any of this stuff. And I said, well, my gosh, you guys were right on it. He said, you know, I didn't know anything about it. He said, but after the show, the film came out, and back then that's when people wrote letters, that there wasn't computers or anything like that. He said they had so many bags of mail, and they were asking about all these things, you know, the Indian stuff and the fire and going to the light and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, holy cow, when he saw all the mail, he said, there must be something to this. So he started looking into it, learning more about it. Now he does, you know, he had directed later for them, and also goes and does a lot of paranormal type documentaries. And so he's into it. He's into it now, but it wasn't until after that movie. And he was one of the writers, and, you know, as he was doing it, he didn't know there was anything into it. Isn't that interesting?
That's
interesting stuff along the way behind the scenes. Okay, so let's go ahead and hear like the first audio clip, and then, you know, there's plenty of things to talk about throughout since we have you through the evening. So do you need to set up anything, or do we just want to hear it and then you talk about it?
Are you going with in order, like number one?
Yeah, let's go to in order. And by the way, our new board op out of LA is Michael, and Michael is with us tonight. And you want to say hi to everybody? Wait a minute. No. That was the hello.
All right, I'll set up that clip really quick.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to start with number one. Okay.
All right, this was recorded just a few days ago in my home because over the last week and a half, for the first time in a year and a half, I've had evil spirits creeping into my sessions. And one was a female, which I think may have been a succubus, which is kind of in mythology a female demon who has sex with the male in their sleep, but they're really evil. And I can't play the clip of what she said because it was really nasty, but this is me afterwards trying to tell them they are not welcome here, I don't deal with it, I do not fear them, and they are not going to stay. So as I talk, I have my portal box on, and they're responding, and you'll be able to hear.
Okay, so ready when you are there, Michael.
Spirits who are kind are allowed here. Spirits who are evil or have evil intent, you are not welcome here. So if you want to stay, I'm not going to make it easy for you. If you want to leave...
Not to think of that.
I have to think of that, that's right. It's probably best you leave.
And not pursue.
And not pursue.
Okay, so, yeah. Now I just got chills from that.
So today, I mean, that's the level of, you know, that's how they respond. They just talk, and they'll respond to me as I speak to them. And that was, you know, I was saying they're not welcome here, and then they were validating by saying and not pursue. But there's more to that. There's a full video, and it's on my YouTube at Huff Paranormal if anybody wants to see the full video. But, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for respecting whatever else was said before that where it got pretty crazy. But the amazing part there and is the fact that they're talking, they're responding back to you appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when the boxes we were using at the time, when I had first met you years back, and the boxes would like say, like murder or Steve or Connie. And when you hear that, it's crazy. But you're getting full sentences. You're getting conversations.
Yeah, I've recorded a few mini conversations over the past year, actually, and since we've met and you've seen what we were using, it's improved greatly, and I'm always working on improving this for, you know, just for the good of ITC, which is instrumental transcommunication, the field of ITC, which is basically spirit communication research. So I consider myself a researcher, and I'm very serious about it. It's a passion. Part of a huge chunk of my life is in this and always will be. And there's good and bad that comes with it. There's evil spirits. There's good spirits. It's kind of like you can't have love without hate. You can't have God without the devil. You can't have heaven without hell. You can't have, you know, there's a balance to the universe. So when you do this work, you do encounter good. And I've encountered angels, lost souls, really kind spirits, and at the same time, I've encountered the evilest, the most evil spirit that there can be, even one which will play in a clip here tonight, where the spirit tells me he is the devil himself.
Oof. All right. Well, I purposely did not listen to these ahead of time, just so you'll know, because I wanted to feel them. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal. We're listening to his audio clips. Let's go ahead and listen to number two.
This is Steve Huff. Who would like to come through? It's being very quiet tonight. Who is with me? All from heaven. Who's with me right now?
Oh my gosh, and I didn't have you set that up. Sorry, I just went to it. But
oh, that's okay.
Oh my.
Basically, that was just a random session one that I did. I usually do sessions like that if I feel an energy around me or in the house. They will let me know if they want to talk. And there's been, over the past few years, random times, maybe twice a year, they will say there's spirit children around me. And I just don't understand that, because I don't know why there would be spirit children around. But in this clip, when I said who was here, it was all from heaven. And when I asked who it was, they said children. You can play that again.
Let's hear that again from what he said.
This is Steve Huff. Who would like to come through? It's being very quiet tonight. Who is with me? All from heaven. Who's with me right now?
And what are they saying there?
The children, when I asked who's with me.
The children. See, you've heard these so much, you know what they're saying. You speak spirit.
Yeah, you know what you do. I mean, it takes time. When you start doing this, and a lot of people have started in the last 5 years or so, it's funny. I see people start getting to it, and they'll send me a clip of theirs that they can't make out. And I'm like, oh, here's an answer right here. And I'll send it back to them, and then they'll hear it. And it's like your ears kind of get trained to it. But some of these coming up are super clear. You'll see soon.
No, I'm happy about that. But, you know, it's like that in all the genres, too. Like the Bigfooters, they start seeing things that they never saw before after they do it mm-hmm. for a while, and they see other forest friends. Folks that like to look up to the sky and see lights, at one point they can differentiate between the satellites and the other lights, right? And it's like that even with the orbs. Is it a piece of dust or is it an orb? When you had said that they come to you now and they want to talk to you, do you find it's like the same ones or different spirits, and they just know that they can come talk to you?
Well, I do have regulars that come through. there's two of them. There's one who's been with me for 5 or 6 years named Billy, and he comes through no matter what device I use, and if I ask for him, he's there. And there's another one who's kind of dark, and there's a long story with him, but he kind of became attached to me when I visited the Bel Air House, which is a house in Ohio, which is very haunted. I've been there 3 times. And the first time I went was with Nick Roth for Paranormal Lockdown, and instantly we turned on my box, and the resident spirit there, you know, according to the owner, was Ed. And as soon as I turned on my box, I'm like, who's here? And they're like, Ed, you know. So from that first visit there, Ed has stuck with me, and he's still with me now. He still comes through my sessions all the time. We did an event there at the Bel Air House a few months ago. It was last March, so 9 months ago or so. And, you know, the group of people came to the event. We used the box throughout the house, and Ed was coming through, and other spirits were saying Ed was cranky, and it's really crazy stuff. But, so Ed and Billy are regulars, and then I also get just different spirits coming through all the time besides those two.
Oh, my. You know, growing up in a haunted house like I did, that's the last thing you want is something, you know, hanging on to you, because these things hang on to you. So do you do something before or after to try to get them off of you?
I used to, and it really doesn't work. I mean, you hear about people saying, you know, sage your home, sage yourself. And when spirits are attached to me, they seem to not be bothered by sage. I've done house cleansings here where when we had an evil spirit here, that it did get rid of the evil spirit, but that needed prayer, holy oil, holy water, sage, salt. I mean, it needed the whole nine yards, but it did work. But it's usually not a problem. I've been doing this so long that I can sense when there's a dark energy or there's a positive energy. I know immediately when there's a dark energy with me.